This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, presented by Houston Public Radio, online at KUHF.org.
Today, invention at the wrong time. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. The more I trace the arc of invention, the more I hear Ecclesiastes. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. The more I know, the more I puzzle over the role of the inventor who invents before that season arrives. Alexander Baines was such a person. He was born on a Scottish farm in 1810. After minimal education, he apprenticed to a watchmaker, then went to London as a journeyman clockmaker. Baines read everything he could about the science of his day, especially early work in electricity. At 30, he built the first electric clock. The timing element was still a pendulum, but instead of driving it with a weight or spring, he used an electromagnet. He also devised means for using a telegraph system to set a clock in a distant town to the same time as a local clock. He obtained a series of patents for such systems between 1841 and 52, but he also made a grave miscalculation. He showed his early ideas to electrical pioneer Charles Wheatstone. Wheatstone later claimed Baines' work as his own. History has generally sided with Baines in this conflict, but Wheatstone ruined Baines' attempt to sell his inventions. Still, and we're back to our theme, electric clocks and Baines' telegraphic synchronization did not find general use until the 1920s. When they did, Baines, unlike most who emerged before their time, was still seen as the primary inventor. And his troubles did not stop with timekeeping. In 1846, he got British patent protection for a system that recorded telegraph signals on tape. That way, one didn't have to rely on a person to receive a coded message. Baines went to America to sell that idea and filed for an American patent in April 1848, but Morse received an American patent for such a system in January. So Baines put his now ambiguous patent to work with a Morse competitor. They did well for a while. Then the powerful Morse legal machine went to work and cleaned out both Baines and the competitor. Baines did much more. Perhaps his most interesting ill-timed idea is one he proposed at the same time he worked on his telegraphic synchronization scheme. It was a system for transmitting images. He patented an embryonic fax machine in 1843. 19 years later, Italian inventor L'Abbé Caselli actually demonstrated a system that used Baines' principles, but faxing still didn't catch on. Baines died poor at 67 in a home for the terminally ill, and we're left asking why things work this way. In fact, our sense of justice recoils. Yet creating ideas and making money are two separate human enterprises. Baines managed only the idea part, yet history might be more just than it first seems. For when we trace the story of these devices, we find Baines wearing the crown for having changed his world after all. And that's really no small reward. I'm John Leinhardt at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.